We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They say we got no, 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 no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall.
And welcome back to another episode with me, Tomo Wamboi, and I am so happy to be here because honestly, I am just very grateful that I get to attract the audiences I've gotten to attract, and it is very nice and very helpful and very encouraging. So I want to say thank you for all the positive and the negative comments and the positive vibes that I've been getting of late. Why I'm saying thank you for the negative comments, because I get to realize that I'm not perfect, and that, you know, behind every person, there has to be a little hate for that person to grow, and criticism is very important for someone to grow. So if you're getting some negative comments, it's just criticism for you to grow. But sometimes it's actually the truth, just someone being brutally honest, as I said on my previous episode. But yeah, let's be considerate and let's love each other as friends and neighbors and family. So I have been getting a few questions from people, and I'm gonna address these questions and make a few clarifications at the end of this podcast, because I realized if I would take a separate time for the people to answer the questions, it would be a really short time, and I actually am not a fan of short things. I am very talkative, so you do realize that I prefer doing it on one podcast and then move on to the next topic, because I want to handle matters like very professionally. So yeah, and I also want to satisfy my audience. So yeah, so basically I'm going to talk about the remaining four types of friendship that I discussed about in my previous episode. And the remaining four types of friendships they're actually not hard, they're really simple to understand, very easy, and that's why I wanted to combine them with the questions part, because they're not going to take so long. I'm going to try not to talk for so long. So, the fifth type of friendship is a friend from a different culture. Now, a friend from a different culture, this for you to have a friend from a different culture, to be honest, you need to be open-minded. You need to be open-minded to the possibility that you might learn, and you might not be the teacher, but you might also be the student. But you might also be the teacher on different terms. And you get to realize that you get to explore different cultures, different customs, different traditions, different values. And which is also nice, because it helps you understand different people's perspectives of certain matters, or of life, or of just how they are, and just how they were brought up. So being open-minded, when you look for a friend from a different culture, you don't just look for a random friend, you look for a friend that you guys can click, you know, just, so like, to avoid quarrels, to avoid petty issues and things like that. So the next type of friendship is a polar opposite. Now, why I have rushed through the friends from a different culture is because I don't understand the difference between a polar opposite and a friend from a different culture. Unless if I explain it to you, maybe you can understand. So a polar opposite friend is a friend who comes from different beliefs, customs, and values. For me, I thought a friend from a different culture is more of country-wise, while a polar opposite friend is more of tribal-wise, but I do not know, because I am not the professional over here. I am just trying to do my work. So yeah, I'm just trying to see my understanding of what I understand. I've just gotten confused on the way again. But anyway, for a partner of this friend, you also need to be very open-minded and to be able to learn. As I say, you're never only the teacher. And I like to say, the teacher is never only the students. The teacher will never forever become the teacher, and the students will never forever become a student. When I say that, it means that the teacher has a possibility of becoming a student in certain matters, and in certain matters, a student can be the teacher. So be open-minded. So this helps to break the stereotypical thinking. Stereotypical thinking is a very important thing. And I remember when we were in high school, we read a book called The Wind Rider. And I actually loved that book because it made you understand stereotypical thinking. Also, the river and the source, it made you understand stereotypical thinking and the fact that some certain people did not find it right that a woman should oppose a man. And that's stereotypical thinking. And I think once you become open-minded, you will be able to break the norms of stereotypical thinking and have your own thinking as an individual and not stereotypes that have been imprinted on you by traditions or culture or religion or anything like that. So, basically on the tribe, I am not so centered on tribe. Like, if I meet someone, I'm not going to be like, so what tribe are you? No. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, you're very nice, very interesting. And maybe afterwards, maybe when you like mention your second name, I'll be like, oh, so you, like to myself, I'm like, oh, so this tribe. And I think it's very important to start a conversation, not on the basis of tribe, but start a conversation on the basis of personality. Your tribe is not your personality, and your personality is not your tribe. And that's why, if you go and check on my Instagram bio, I say tribe all, and then I put the Kenyan flag. Because it is very important that you get to acknowledge, and you get to realize, and you get to accept that people of different tribes are still human beings. People of different tribes still have their own beliefs and their own cultures. People of different tribes can still interact with you because they're not plagues, they're not diseases. And this is very nice because I actually have all-rounded friends. I even have international friends. I have friends from Mozambique. I have friends from Uganda. I have a friend from South Africa. Then we didn't meet in school. Yeah, we met on Instagram, so I have a friend from South Africa. And it's really nice that I get to interact with different people and to understand the different perspectives. And that's how we become a global village. Yeah. So the next type of friendship is a friendly neighbor. So a neighbor doesn't necessarily mean someone who lives next to you or, someone who lives in your estate. Or someone who lives in your neighborhood. A neighbor basically means someone who is always, like, someone who is around. What's the best word? A neighbor. Someone who, I don't know the best definition of a neighbor, but, yeah, I know that a neighbor doesn't necessarily mean someone who is in the same location, setting as you are. So, being a friendly neighbor has its importances. I have this habit. I say hi to everyone, literally everyone I meet on the way, and I know them. I say hi to them. Even if you want to ignore me, just ignore me, it's fine. But as long as I've said hi to you, I don't care. That's just me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I say hi, like, sometimes my mom is like, you say hi to so many people, man. And in school, I say hi to a lot of people, and not that I am famous, don't get me wrong, I'm not famous. I find it very nice to say hi to people, because sometimes, bruh, you're in a dilemma, yani, you can't even get out of the dilemma, but once you become like friendly neighbor, someone who hesitates to help you in such a dilemma. I know a girl, now let me tell you a story. I know a girl, she lives in our neighborhood, yeah, so she's very arrogant, like, this chick has madarao, you know madarao? I just know the word in English. Yeah, but she's very arrogant. I think madarao is arrogant. Yeah, okay. So she has madarao, like a lot of madarao. So, she doesn't say hi to anyone. If anyone says hi to her, she snubs them, or she gives them this, why are you talking to me? I'm not even of your class type of look. And I think this is because she doesn't believe that she should talk to people from the same, who are not on the same social caliber as her. Which is very stereotypical thinking. I think if you're going to talk to someone, talk to everyone. Don't just be picky with the people you talk to. I would just say be picky with the people who you're close to, and be picky with the people who you select as friends, but don't be picky with the people who you talk to, because the people who you talk to are maybe the people who are going to help in a dilemma. So, this girl, she has madarao, by the way. Yeah. So one day, when she was just walking to the stage, and this is a story I was being told, actually, so I'm telling you a story that has been told to me, so if I get the facts wrong, I am so sorry, new Dakutu. So she was going to the stage, and these people stole her things from her, so there was this badge, and it was a scam for the recent elections that were held, was it, last year, but one. Okay, whichever year the elections were held in, so she was stolen from, and people around there just looked at her being thugged, you know. People in Kenya, maybe you are, you know, Kenyans, and then Daku spreads, Daku gets to everyone. Where I live it's a very weird community, so Daku spreads like. It doesn't spread that much, but once you get Daku, you're like, hey, but really, if I got this Daku, it must be true, so, yeah. So, I think, and the people who are there are actually people, like, people who are at the shops, you know, people who I can pass and say hi to, and I'm thinking, if I was in that situation, not saying that I love myself, but if I was in that situation, I would try my best. I think I would have gotten help, if not perfect help, I would have gotten at least some bit of help from people because of just being friendly, you know. And that's very important. And then the last one is a work pal. A work pal. So the work pal is basically someone who you work with. Someone who you're in the same office setting or the same company setting as them. A work pal is very important. A work pal is someone who's gonna bring you out, you know. Someone who's gonna be like, we're gonna be like, so I'm gonna come in late to the office, and like, don't worry, I have your back. You know, that's a work pal. And I think for a work pal, you need to find someone who's loyal, someone who's honest, and someone who, you know, sure won't backstab you. Yeah. I have not been in a working office space, so I will not talk much about that. So, yeah, that's basically the remaining 8 The remaining 4 types of best friends. So we're going to start from the beginning. From the beginning is a loyal best friend, the brutal, honest, confident, the adventurer, the fearless adventurer, the wise mentor, the friend from a different culture, polar opposite friend, a friendly neighbor, and the work pal. So those are the 8 types of friendships. And if you've not learned about any, don't know about the first 4 types of friendships, they are on my previous episode, which you can have a read to. So yeah. So now I am going to talk about the questions and the clarifications. So I've actually gotten lots of questions on my inbox on Castbox, on my Instagram, and also on my WhatsApp for the friends that I have who actually listened to my podcast. So the first question is, do you still suffer from depression, and if not, how did you work it through? For me, I think depression is a wide topic. So if I say I still don't suffer from depression, I would be lying. But if I say I am in the process of getting better, I would say the truth. So I am actually in the process of getting better. What I do is that I try and distract myself as much as possible. Times when I listen to music, I listen to amazing music. I actually like hyped music, like Cardi B. You know, you never go wrong with a Cardi B song, or just with an Offset song. So some those hyped music, they just get me like they get me to wake up and be like, hey, I wanna listen to this song, and then my mind gets off depression and into something else. The next thing that I do is I eat. Yani, when this time when I'm suicidal, when I have like suicidal thoughts, I used to be like, but I can't. Let's be honest, I want to go to McDonald's so bad. So once I get to McDonald's, like, it's first I can greet, what is this place called, Urban Burger. I'm like, I can't have gone without tasting Urban Burger, so I went to Urban Burger, and then I'm like, now because I'm tasting Urban Burger, I won't taste McDonald's. So, food gets me moving, food gets me going, and food gets me encouraged, and I can wake up another day, work hard, so that I can go into McDonald's. And once I've eaten McDonald's, I can set another target for food. So it helps me actually wake up and be like, because I love food. I mean, like, you know what? This is not going to happen. I still haven't tasted some amazing dishes. I still haven't gone to Thailand and eaten the amazing rice dishes. And I think that's also encourages me, and I have like very few friends who encourage me, who actually have been there for me for a while now, who have helped me. I have a friend who we barely talk, but when you get to talk, like, I can tell her anything, and she, like, even if she won't advise me, she'll just listen to what I have to tell her, or she listen to me, pour out my heart. So I think do what gets you busy. If exercise is something that gets you distracted, you can do it. You can also try and do yoga. Yoga is very helpful. You can also try and watch movies. Try and watch as good movies as possible. You can never go wrong with a Netflix film. So try and watch a good movie. Even Netflix, wherever you want to watch it from. So yeah, the next question is, why podcast and not a YouTube channel? Okay, someone actually asked me this, and like, hey, so you start a YouTube channel? I'm like, no. why you're going to YouTube channel. You know, YouTube channels are meant for the people, for the, you know, those people who can manage a YouTube channel. I actually can't manage a YouTube channel because I made a video that I was meant to put on YouTube. Hey, but sitting down to edit that video, I think I took like 5 days and it still wasn't good as I wanted it to be. So I gave up. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to do YouTube because I have very weird facial expressions that I actually wanted I didn't want them to be seen, so I had to do a lot of editing. But podcast is very easy because I can wake up, I can have a thought running through my mind, and I can wake up and just talk and talk and talk and talk. I don't need to put on makeup or some bougie-ass clothes or, you know, like look nice for a podcast. I just wake up, or I can stay the whole day bored in my pajamas and be like, so now I have this content, let me just shoot it today because I don't have time tomorrow. And that's why I decided podcast over YouTube. The next question is, what caused depression for you? What caused depression for me? Depression was caused by a lot of things. As I've said in my first podcast, I said it was caused by a lot of things, bullying, it was also caused by the fact that I was not always the best health-wise. I also wasn't performing very well in primary school. I think this is also because of the depression. What else caused my depression? A few matters, like a few family issues also caused my depression. Getting negative comments from the people who you think are very close to you. And yeah, that's very important. And I think what pushed me, well, no, not in primary school, but in high school, what started pushing me to get better was actually my older sister, even though she doesn't realize it. She has always been there to support me, even though it's not a conversation we'll have, but she'll be like, you know, I know you can do this. And I think that's why I passed my high school, because she used to encourage me. She's like, I know you can do this, even though people think you can't do this, maybe people in the house or people outside think you can't do this, I know you can do this. So yeah, so that's what caused my depression. What else caused my depression? Oh yeah, yeah, did I say health? Yeah, health also. Health is also a huge factor of my depression. Health being just sight, voice, and a lot of things caused my depression. So depression and no self-esteem causes depression. So that's how, that's how my depression was caused. How would you describe a toxic friend? A toxic friend is someone who doesn't want you to grow, literally. Someone who doesn't want you to grow psychologically, material, someone when you have to grow, even in your workspace or in your environmental space. Someone who always discourages you. Someone who thinks something that you do is actually a waste of your time, and you think it's something that's helping you a lot. That's a toxic friend. A toxic friend is someone who does not want you to grow, health-wise, wealth-wise, mental-wise. That's a toxic friend. Yeah, and I think toxic friends should be acknowledged early before they go into something else. So my next question is, how exactly did friends affect you during your depression, back from when you were bullied? Friends affected me because I thought they were my friends until they started bullying me too. And so I realized that I didn't have friends. So by the time I finished primary school, I literally didn't have a friend. And it's really sad because it's the truth. I literally didn't have a friend. Okay, though there are a few people who talk to me and they're like, oh, hi, how are you fine? And that's how I end the discussion because I don't think I would consider anyone in my primary school as a friend, to be honest. Even so, I'm not saying this to offend the few people who try and have conversations with me, which is the truth, because they affected me psychologically, mentally, emotionally. And I think if someone affects you through all these ways, then that person is not your friend. Like, to be honest, that person is not your friend. A friend is someone who will also help you grow psychologically, mentally, and spiritually, yes, you know. So, yeah, so I would not consider them as friends, but they affected me because people who I trusted turned their backs on me. And that was really sad. Not only have I been affected by friends, but the level of depression has also made my friends become affected. Because the times when I just shout out from the world, I shout out from people because I don't want to talk to people because I feel like I'm a burden to people, and that's what depression does to you. It makes you feel like you're a burden to people, like you don't want to talk to people and things like that. And I totally understand that it's normal, but yeah, you need to get a hold of yourself and realize that don't let depression affect the people around you. If it's affecting you, get help. Talk to that one friend who you honestly trust and get help. So the next question is, my younger sister is currently being bullied at school, and that's what I think. How can I start the conversation with her? Because we have never really been on the best terms communication-wise. Huh? Oh, okay. So, if you think your younger sister is being bullied at school, to be honest, you just have to start the conversation. Because once you get someone who realizes that they notice, she might... The conversation just starts automatically, and she will see that you're ready to communicate with her, and this will strengthen your communication relationship, because it is very important that you get to talk to your sister or your sibling and talk to them about depression. Make them realize that depression is a real thing, bullying is a real thing, and if you don't take their hand and guide them, trust me, to be honest, I'm not wishing this for you, but to be honest, they might actually end up taking their lives because they don't have someone to talk to. If it's a problem even starting the conversation with your sibling, then it might be a problem then even having the conversation. But how you can start the conversation, you can maybe... I have different ideas. You can be like, so I have this idea that I want you just to do this. Or you can be like, if you feel like they're not going to talk about it, get them out of the environment and put them to another environment. Be like, oh, we're going to have lunch today, or we're going to have dinner today, or we're going to go for hiking. We're going to do this or do that. So it's really nice that you get to start up a conversation, because if it is depression or if it is bullying, it might lead to depression and it might lead to suicidal thoughts. Having experienced that, if it is not depression, or bullying, at least to make her realize that you're always there for her. So even if she has a problem, she might find it easier to come to you than to go to her friends or than to go to your family members, like your sister, your other brother, siblings, or your parents. So yeah, try and start a conversation. The next question is, there's a question I'm trying to avoid because I learned it at the end of the of all these questions. So the next question is, what if I have never met this friend and it's a guy, but we really connect when texting and we're not crushing on each other or anything? How is that? So as long as you people have the connection, as I think, friendship is mainly about the bond and the connection. So if as long as you have the connection, let's get your friend, you know, and maybe that's your friend from another culture or your polar opposite friend. You never know. And I think social media has become such a good thing, and it has come to an advantage because you get to make friends. You get to make friends through social media, and friends doesn't necessarily mean someone who DMs you and you guys start like talking. Apana, a friend is someone who DMs you, you guys start like talking. Like, you guys talk so much and have that connection, and it's really nice to have a connection with your friends, whether you've met them or whether you've not met them, because you never know. You never know. Yeah, you never know. So the final question. Oh, sorry. So that's a friend. As long as you have the connection, you don't really have to have a thing for each other to consider that person your friend. As long as you have the bond and the connection, that's your friend. So the last question is: please, can you explain to us the reason for your speech? That is how you talk. That is a story for another day, and we're going to see about that. That is actually a story for another day because it's a really long story. But yeah, I am done with... Am I done? Yeah, I'm done with... No, I'm not done. I'm Toma. As in, nimemaliza kila kitu that I wanted to tell you guys today. And I think this is really nice. This podcast is long, by the way, but don't worry, now I'm playing that too. So I want to, I actually have someone who asked me why I started the podcast, and I said this, I think, if I'm not wrong, on my first episode. If I did say it, I started my podcast because I wanted to write a book, and then I was so tired, and I'm always in energy saving mode. I don't like calling it lazy. I'm always in energy saving mode. So I'm starting a book, and I also realize that a lot of people don't read books nowadays. It's either YouTube or music or just something else. So I kind of understand why. I kind of got the concept of why I should start a podcast. And then I also got some encouragement from someone who is really nice, and she's so supportive, and she's so, to be honest, she doesn't even know this, but she's my mentor. If you know Wahura Kabutha, a round of applause. So yeah, Wahura Kabutha is the one who actually encouraged me to be vocal. She's like, you know, you be you. Don't care about what people are going to say about you. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Wahura Kabutha. You're my mentor. Okay, enough of that, because I know you're going to start telling me your stories. But yeah, she's a very nice and supportive person. I honestly do realize that I did not make the wrong choice of choosing her as my mentor. Enough of that for now. So yeah, I have come to the end of my podcast, and I would like to say thank you so much for everyone for listening till the very end, because I can talk a lot. thank you for listening till the very end. Please like, share, subscribe. You can also, you know, yeah, listen to the other podcasts if you haven't listened to them. You can listen to them. And thank you so much for listening until now. I hope to hear from you guys on my Instagram at tomoromboy. I hope to hear from you guys on my inbox on Castbox. I know it's a bit difficult to use, but it's actually really nice. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. As I say at the end of every podcast, stay healthy, stay positive, listen to positive music, drink water, stay beautiful, and be blessed. Mwah! I love you all so, so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day and week to come. Bye!